بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه من قال يعني إذا خرج من بيته بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We were reading this hadith, the 10th hadith in this chapter of having yaqeen, trusting in Allah Ta'ala and tawakkul. We have full yaqeen and full trust in Allah Ta'ala. And this is the 83rd hadith in the kitab with regard to when we leave the home and what dua we should read. The dua we all should, very simple, we know it, we must read it without fail when we leave the home. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. On reading this dua, immediately Allah Ta'ala Himself, or He appoints an angel to give us three duas in return. Hudita, you got your hidayat for the day. And kufita, your needs will be satisfied. Dunya's needs, or deen's needs also, dunya's needs also, all will be seen to. And wuqita, your protection will be given to you. And then when a person reads this, the jinnat, the shayateen, the shaitans, they discuss amongst themselves and they say to one another, kayfa bi rajulin, what do you think about a person, qad hudiya, who has been given hidayah, wa kufiya, and his needs have been fulfilled, wa wuqiya, and his protection has been done. In other words, you can't do anything about this person now. You can't interfere with him. And also, wa tanaha anhu shaitan. Shaitan moves away from that person. Now all the misleadings of shaitan, temptation, do this, do that, shaitan, just by reading this dua, a person is blessed with all that. So Allah give us all tawfiq to read this dua. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's a must dua whenever we leave the home. Even for women folk, if they're just going out in their yard, going outside, it must be so much on our tongue that we read it. Our little children, we know how they interfere with them also, steal their bicycles, etc., whatever they have got. They are also in danger. We should read this dua. In this dua, the explanation and further explanation that in this dua comes the words, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. With regard to that, on one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he read this dua above his breath, a little bit loudly. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, "Oh Abdullah, do you know the meaning also of this dua?" And at this point, we should also think, do we know the meaning of wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah? Unfortunately, we normally take it, if we see a pig, for example, we read la hawla wala quwwata. Or somebody committing some guna, but this meaning of it is so great. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the meaning that la hawla, there is no turning away, amma asiyatillah, from the disobedience of Allah. Nobody has got the power to save himself from guna. The temptation of it is so much, and guna has been made so beautiful for mankind. As it is explained in a hadith, Allah created Jannah, and then Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to have a look at it. When he looked, he said, "Oh Allah, there is nobody who will hear of Jannah, but he will definitely enter it. Allah has made it so beautiful, so enjoyable, nobody will stay away from it." Then Allah covered it with makarih, with all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then all getting up for fajr, staying away from gunas, all that Allah covered Jannah with that. Then Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam again, go and have a look at it again. He came back now with the report, "Oh Allah, I fear that everyone will stay away from Jannah. Because the makariyah, the things Allah is surrounded with, are so difficult for mankind, so hard, that nobody will want to obey and follow. And they will stay away from Jannah." Then Allah showed, told him to go and see Jahannam. When he saw it, he said, "Oh Allah, nobody will enter Jahannam. The adab, the torture, the severity, the flames, the punishments are so terrible. Nobody will enter it. Whoever knows about it will stay away." Then Allah covered it up with shahawat, with all our desires, with all gunas, and with all things that we enjoy and which are against the commandments of Allah. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam again to go and see. He said, "Oh Allah, I fear everyone will enter it, because those temptations are such that a person can't stay away from there. And everyone will then enter into Jahannam. Allah protect us all." So by reading Wala Hawla, so there is no turning away from the disobedience of Allah, which is so delicious, so tempting. A person just wants to do it, illa bi ismatillah, but if Allah protects you. So reading dua is taking the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Wala quwwata, and there is no strength, wa ala ta'atillah, on fulfilling the commands of Allah, which nafs doesn't want to do. Nafs goes against it. So there is no wala hawla quwwata ala ta'atillah, on the obedience of Allah, illa bi'awnillah, but by the help of Allah. When a person, Allah's help is worth. For him to get up for Fajr, short night, and perhaps he didn't have a good night's sleep, whatever, he slept very late, or the night he didn't have a good sleep, now to get up for Fajr is difficult. Only for whom Allah makes it easy. And when Allah makes it easy, then not only the faraid, but even nafal, Allah makes it easy, and a person observes it. So there is a very great dua also, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So regarding the meaning, there is no power and might except in Allah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate, "I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I said these words." He said, "Do you know what they mean?" I replied that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam know best. He said, "Except with the help of Allah, there is no power to abstain from the disobedience of Allah. And there is no might to obey Allah but by the help of Allah Ta'ala." The reply to the person who recites this dua is given by either Allah Ta'ala or an angel. It means that the person who seeks the help of Allah Ta'ala by taking the name will be guided to the straight path. Just reading the simple dua, it is so great. His issues of this world and the year after will be made easy, and he will be protected from every enemy. These rewards are because of his trustfulness in handing over the management of all his affairs to Allah Ta'ala and attributing all power and might to him. So this is the great thing, that when this tawakkul comes in a person and he hands over all his matters to Allah Ta'ala. But very sadly, some people propagate and say that you must take matters in your own hands. Don't trust in Allah Ta'ala. You must make all the means for yourself. And you mustn't just be satisfied with dua. And you mustn't hand over. Whereas the real teaching is, hand over your matters to Allah Ta'ala. You do your little effort, but the real thing is to hand over. Trust in Allah. Have yaqeen in Allah. But a person perhaps who hasn't got it himself, he advocates and tells people that you must make your own arrangement. You must make your own asbab. And you must see that you take your affairs in your own hands. Whereas the teachings of deen are, hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. Have that full yaqeen in the being of Allah Ta'ala, and put your full trust in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us to proper understanding and proper amal also. So there is a very great, very easy, very simple dua, but extremely great. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We must make sure that we read it every time we leave the house. Our children, family, all must read this dua. May Allah give us the reality and accept from us. SubhanAllah.